Therefore, considering his immense mercy, let's make ourselves favorable to him and come before his face with an honest and full confession, so we don't leave here with any excuses and risk enduring the harshest punishment. If we show even ordinary diligence in our current lives, we will reap the greatest rewards. But if we leave here without having improved ourselves, even our most intense regret there will be of no use. It was our responsibility to struggle while still in this world, not to lament and weep aimlessly after it has ended, just like the rich man did, who was mourning and regretting, but to no purpose and in vain, because he overlooked the time in which he should have taken action. Not only him, but also many others among the rich, who don't wish to disregard wealth, but do disregard their own souls for the sake of money. Such behavior never ceases to amaze me as I see people constantly asking God for mercy while they are hurting themselves irreparably and treating their soul with harshness as though it's their enemy. So, dear ones, let's not fool around and let's not fool ourselves, asking God to have mercy on us while we ourselves are prioritizing both money and luxury and basically all things above His mercy. Indeed, if someone were brought before you, accused of preferring to die 1,000 deaths rather than parting with his money to save himself, you wouldn't deem this person worthy of any mercy or compassion. So apply this reasoning to your own situation as well. We too behave this way, neglecting our own salvation in favor of our money. So how can you ask God to spare you when you are so unforgiving of yourself and value money more than your soul?